as the citation was being read, the penny was increasingly dropping. And yeah, I thought, are they really talking about me? Which is very nice. I knew absolutely nothing about it. And I think what was most gratifying, pleasing about it was it because it came from headquarters IOSH staff. That was really nice.
How do you feel to have received it? You
know, really honoured. I've tweeted.
Hey, I saw that.
Yeah. So I tried to link it through to Neil as well, and actually that was another nice linkage. Whoever decided on it wouldn't have been aware of that at all. But Neil and I go back a long way, me and my HSE days, and Neil in his business. So we've worked together and known each other for many years, and it was just so nice that the two of us, because I've got, you know, enormous respect for Neil, and he more than deserves it, you know, because he does so much. Because I left HSE in 2011, and prior to that, for 7 years, I was the representative of HSE, co-opted onto Rural Industries Group.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't a member of IOSH, I'm sort of now embarrassed to say. My background, my postgrad was in agriculture engineering. I'm involved with another institution. But because we had the information coming to us, and I used to go give the sermon from the mount, as it were, from the HSE perspective, I felt I didn't need to be a member, and I didn't envisage me semi-retiring when I did. It was an opportunity to leave and move on, and I didn't leave with any game plan. But after 3 months, I was fed up watching, you know, daytime TV or whatever, and people wouldn't let me go. So I set up my business, and I realised then the value of IOSH membership as part of that. And so now I'm fully signed up, as it were, to work with Rig in that capacity, and I quickly ended up as vice chair. I don't quite know how that happened. I don't remember. And there I've been ever since. But I was always involved in my years before organising events with Rural Industries Group, wearing my HSE hat, either speaking at it or helping arrange speakers. So it was a natural progression, really, and I thoroughly enjoy it.
What do you get out of volunteering? Why do you do it?
The keys in the word networking, I never really think about it, but the one thing I've always enjoyed in my job, you know, HSE, and prior to that I worked for the Ministry of Agriculture, commissioning research in engineering buildings, and that led me into health and safety as well. But I networking, actually, is bringing people together that wouldn't normally meet. I really enjoy that. And it's that synergistic effect, you know, multiplier of people that you can get to sit around the table that wouldn't ever A, have the opportunity or B, even think about it. That I absolutely love. I always did professional life in HSE. And that's what I find fascinating about working with IOSH now, because it's such a broad church, as it were, and bringing everybody together like we do at the sort of events we do as well. Pushing trees, grass and caterpillars to somebody in construction or a facilities manager, what's that got to do with us? For water safety, you know, it's getting them to think laterally. So that's the challenge, actually, is promoting what we do and then getting people to think, yeah, actually there's something in that for us, whether it's at branch level or other industry groups.
What advice would you have for anyone who, you know, maybe either new to IOSH or new looking to kind of get into volunteering with IOSH?
I think it's getting there, speak to people, find a topic you're enthusiastic about personally that helps. And if you think that whether it's a branch or an industry group or whatever, there's a subject you're particularly keen on, get involved, because it's a learning process. You may not know the answers, but you might have at least done a bit more work or research on it and have a contact or two that others in the branch wouldn't have. That then leads you into getting involved in organising an event or whatever, and the enjoyment, the sheer enjoyment, you know. That was what was so great with, embarrassing as it was, what the Chiltern branch committee, you know, for them to write what they did about me is really humbling and embarrassing. But it was good that, you know, they said it inspired them. That was the biggest reward to me, actually. Never mind having a, you know, a citation or a piece of paper to put on the wall. I'm just glad that it enthused them and think, well, we would never have done it, we wouldn't have tried it, but now we can have a go at something ourselves in the future. So that's what it's all about.